What's different here doing business in Switzerland compared with other places you've worked in?
That they are extremely detailed oriented and they don't want to touch anything before they've ironed out every single detail without exception.
And what do you think about that?
I see the merits, but I suffer from the frustration of waiting.
And you've had to be pretty patient. These past 8 years now, this has been in the works.
Seven.
Okay. And what's something then you've learned that's helped you in your work?
Patience. Absolutely. I mean, the amount of patience you have to come with if you want to be successful in this country is enormous. But it works. I mean, it worked for them. It made this country what it is today. And finally, you do get something out of it, because when I look at this cherry, for example, it's been so thoroughly planned that we've been able to build much, much faster and without a single hiccup that would have taken us here and there 3 weeks, 2 weeks, plus another week, plus another 4 weeks, which would have ended up being more or less the same. So they have some merit in their way of working.
There's been some negativity in the media, and that's probably quite annoying as well. But if for some reason it didn't work out, what would be the worst thing about that?
Well, it would have never not worked out. It would have just worked out not as I thought it would, but it would have always worked out, because I'm not a person that works only if it's going to be profitable. I enjoy success, and the success here would be, strictly speaking, to have created a destination in Switzerland. And that's worth a lot of money to me. And whether it makes me even richer or not is not my issue.
So do you think Switzerland has room then? You know, it's a small country, it's an expensive country, but you still see the potential here.
Oh, absolutely. I think Switzerland will continue to be a safe haven for investors, for buyers, for tourists. And when they have a hiccup, it's a small hiccup and it goes on. I mean, they've suffered a bit of a decline, but, you know, 1% or 2%, and not like a dramatic 80% like in Egypt, for example. So I want to tell you that this is a fact that will remain for a long, long time to come, and people know it and acknowledge it, and they're willing to pay the price for that.
And once it's finished, how often do you think you or your relatives or friends will come to relax here?
Oh, I'll be here every winter for sure, and every summer for sure, because these are beautiful times.
So you ski and golf?
I don't golf, but I enjoy this good weather, and I enjoy a nice clean air and a good night out.